Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is the Natural Alternative Podcast. And we're here today with Rob Coombs, and we've been chatting quantum consciousness, universal consciousness, and now we're going to chat all things COVID, the way that it's impacted on our world in the last 2 years here in local downtown Wynnum Manly in Brisbane. So it's been a huge learning curve, hasn't it, the last 2 years?
Yeah. Sure.
Are you aware of most of this stuff? Because I really wasn't the big agendas behind all of this. I was unaware.
No, definitely. Yeah, definitely came out of the blue. But that's usually how things unfold when it comes to those in power. They work their magic behind the curtain first before it. They wait for create the opportunity for their plans to come into play. Yeah.
Yeah. And hasn't it been interesting, the things that we were chatting about 18 months ago that now mainstream people like Joe Rogan and Russell Brand are talking about on a, semi-daily basis at the moment.
Uh-huh.
So when I first heard about World Economic Forum in maybe it was around February or March 2020, and I thought, what is this? And I had no idea. And then, of course, Klaus Schwab sent his book to all the political leaders around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find out about his university, though, until like 2 months ago.
So is it the young leaders?
It is. Where 10,000 young leaders around the world have gone through the globalist training. And one, so it's all the usual players, Jacinda Ardern and Putin, and as well as Zelensky. So they've both been to it. More than half of the cabinet in Canada.
Yeah.
So he actually was quite proud of that one. He said, we are very happy that we have infiltrated. Talking about it.
He's like the perfect one, isn't he?
Oh, it's just so funny. Trudeau and Macron and Boris, it's just like, it's this bizarre little world that I was unaware of before.
Have you seen the recent James Bond movie?
Yes, the night Mum died, actually.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to
say that. Cool. I was on my way out and literally we're walking out of No Time to Die.
Yeah.
And Doug rang me and said, your mum's had a turn. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
So I drove out, and on that same day, Blaise and Sarah had bought a skull necklace for her because they thought it was a funny Christmas gift. So, anyway.
Yeah. It's that's just the entertainment industry, like it's a kind of mockery of what's going on, but it also gives insight into where it could go, technology, where it's like, because of the whole data mining and DNA data mining.
Yes.
It's like, we've got your DNA, so we can manufacture a specific virus to attack your DNA and your family's DNA and pretty much just wipe out your lineage, your future generation.
And I think when I think very early in 2020, we found out that our premier's father is doing DNA mining with China. Are you kidding me? And he's, of course, become a billionaire throughout this time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And like it is just one thing after another, and very early on in the piece, because that whole data mining thing, that's sort of scary to me. And I heard that Bill Gates is building a city somewhere in America, but it's a whole city to take on the information that's from all of the, all of the data from our phones, it's sort of, which is why they need the 5G to bring in this huge amount of data into this city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very interesting, because I used to think, and a lot of my mainstream friends just sort of say, I'm not doing anything wrong. What does it matter? And I'm sure that's how most people think.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to it, exactly like you said before. They can target someone very specific by having data on their body. And that's the thing. At the moment, biometrics are leaving our phones and they are going into computers around the world.
Yeah.
That's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, so that's been a very interesting curve. Have you heard... So obviously Billy G, one of my favorite humans on the planet.
Mm.
But did you hear the whole lineage of eugenics within his family?
No.
Yeah, so his father gave lots of money to the woman who started the family planning in America. And so
is
there
that
was a
Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood, yeah, which is of course predominantly abortions and vasectomies. Exactly. It's not, and I never really understood that because it sounds so lovely, Planned Parenthood. You know, so to me, I never really thought about it at all. And then you start finding out, right? So they're doing vasectomies and abortions. That's sort of their entire industry model. Mm-hmm. And they have many of those centers in areas where they want to lower the population.
Yeah.
Which is sort of awful. And and I've been watching a lot, obviously, with the whole, and this is where we'll get into trouble, looking at the whole vaccine thing, which obviously is not a vaccine. Have you been watching the Nuremberg 2?
No, I haven't. Yeah,
with Rainer Fulmich?
No, I haven't.
There's been some phenomenal speakers on there. Yeah. One of the ladies on day five, she was talking about the how it's all linked in with the financial crisis around the world. So all of these countries, and we're up to about a trillion here in Australia. But, you know, and I remember saying 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, who do we owe all this money to? And I used to joke that it must be China because China owns so much of our water here in Australia. You know, and we certainly knew that our premiers were doing all sorts of dodgy deals with China. And then you find out that, like, I'd never heard of the International Monetary Fund. I'd never heard of this, like the whole Rothschild and Rockefeller. You know, I'd never really heard about any of these things.
Yeah.
And the more you find out, the more interesting it is wondering where it's going to go long term if enough people don't awaken to stop this.
Yeah, and take their power back.
Yeah, and I think that's what people need to understand is that it is up to an individual. Mm-hmm. You know, while we're sort of moving through this world with our blinkers on and not paying attention, it's not going to get better. This has been a very long-term project.
Oh, yeah, it's most definitely. And I think that's the purpose of why we chose to be born in this time, because with, you know, with what we've chosen to take on, is needed to individuals like ourselves, and being able to offer those who are going through their healing challenge or deconditioning or awakening, lifting that veil, taking that red pearl, need.
Yeah. And the only way I'm sort of getting through without feeling depressed every day is because I do believe that the soul, for those who die, at the moment, with everything going on, they've chosen that. You know, I sort of believe that there's part of their soul that's chosen that. Whether or not it's to shine a light on the evil or shine a light on the darkness, because the babies and miscarriages, that's just hideous. And what they're doing with remdesivir. Have you heard what they're doing with babies and remdesivir?
So you have to enlighten me on that one, but I have
It's pretty yucky. So basically, as of a month ago in the US, and I know we're using the same drugs here in Australia, if a test comes back positive, remdesivir is the only drug, certainly in the States, that is recommended by the FDA for anyone 7 kilos and over.
Okay.
So we're not talking very big little babies. And what happens, remdesivir can shut down the kidneys and the liver.
Right, okay.
So they put it in a drip for 3 days and they do it with a saline solution. So the saline, of course, when your kidneys shut down, the body can't excrete the fluid.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are drowning in their own fluid and it's being put down as a COVID death.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. So that was, I think that was day three of the Nuremberg 2. Wow.
I remember hearing about that now. Yeah.
He was amazing. He just sort of, he's been looking through all the documentation with the how Pfizer got approved by the FDA, how the remdesivir got approved. He's gone into the documentations behind everything for their proof of concept and how they got approved. And a lot of it, it's just shocking. You know, you just, and I know that our TGA, they've just gone along with everything that's been recommended.
I know.
So, you know, we're supposed to be one of the toughest regulation agencies in the world and we've done nothing.
Nah.
And I can only think that it has to do with Agenda 21.
Yep.
Which once again, 2 years ago, total conspiracy.
Yeah.
And now it's so well known as being a true, real thing, very much connected to the climate challenges, very much connected to the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah.
And well, I think that was very early in 2020 that I discovered the Georgia Guidestones as well. Yeah. And even just recently, again, I printed out the, you know, it's like the Ten Commandments. Printed out the Ten Commandments, and it's just amazing. If people don't think there's a deliberate depopulation going on when they see the Georgia Guidestones, I don't know what else we can do to let people know, you know, if that doesn't wake them up. Because otherwise, what does it mean?
Yeah.
You know, what does, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. We've got an election coming up here in Australia this year. And I won't be surprised that there's going to be the huge climate push about climate change, you know, with what we're experiencing right now with the floodings around Brisbane and around, I think there's some happening in New South Wales as well. I've heard some information that it was all cloud seeding.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah, by our military, potentially.
Yeah, the UN, even the UN. Cloud seeding.
Okay.
At very high altitudes. And, you know, within that cloud seeding, it's all nanoparticles, electromagnetic substances that are highly toxic for, you know, our biology. And so I won't be surprised that that's going to be one of the, you know, on top of the table first, where they're going to be pushing that.
So, well, did you hear, like, there was one article I saw, I think it was ABC, but it could have been any of them, and it was basically a reporter who had his, well, someone he knew, it was a relative, sitting on a roof underneath some solar panels, and it was saying, here is the true cost of global warming. And I was like, what? They're going to push that? You know, we've had more deaths in, you know, a week than we had in the entire,
exactly,
you know, in Queensland in the entire 2 years of COVID, you know, in a week. So, yeah, I saw that and I thought, right, because, of course, World Economic Forum a couple of weeks ago, so that was the beginning of February, wasn't it? They were in Davos or online. But they actually made the comment something along the lines of, we better let people get back on back to their lives, because otherwise we're not going to get our 2022 climate change goals achieved. Yeah.
I find it interesting as well, just how this, you know, and this is my conspiracy mind working, how just that weather cell came through most, you know, through Brisbane, now heading over through Sydney. And, you know, the biggest damage that it's going to have is most likely the small businesses that are in those areas. So it's like another, you know, if it is true, another attack on small businesses. And like one person was telling, one of my clients actually was telling me that a lot of the people who endured the floods in 2011 still haven't had their, you know, their insurance claims finalized. So, and now they've been hit again without any insurance. So,
wow.
Now they've really lost everything.
And then if you think about Agenda 21 and the plan is, well, maybe it's more the Agenda 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Yeah.
And we sort of see the amount of the fines that they've introduced during COVID in, say, Northern Territory and Western Australia and Victoria, where it's so many tens of thousands of dollars for not wearing a for not wearing a mask. Or so many, like I think it was $50,000 a week going to work without being jabbed in Western Australia.
Wow.
Like just the most ridiculous amounts of money to push that agenda on people when we've had such a low case rate here in Australia. And, of course, now, you know, everyone's avoiding the whole discussing the PCR test thing. So we've gone over to the RAT tests all of a sudden. And I suspect that's because of the lawsuits going on around the world.
Yeah. Well, I've seen, you know, videos with those RAT tests, you know, people testing the water and they're you know, out through their taps and getting a positive RAT test.
Yeah. So it's just been crazy. And because I read Carrie Mullis's book last year or the year before.
Oh, bloody
funny book. And, you know, who obviously he developed the PCR tests.
Yeah.
And he was very vocal in there about it's amazing, it's incredible technology, but it doesn't diagnose anything.
Yeah.
So then, of course, the Drosden PCR test released on the 1st of January 2020 for the World Health Organization. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah. That'll be one of the first books burned when they start burning books again.
Yeah, it's been hard. Some of the books I've ordered have just never arrived in the last couple
of years. Haven't got was it Virus Mania? I think it was called.
Okay.
I ordered that.
Right. Well, one of the ones, good old Dr. Vernon, but mine arrived.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, cool.
And, of course, we know way too much about that delightful human being. He's just a shocker. I read Plague and Plague of Corruption back in 2020 as well, Dr. Judy. So, like, you know, that already gives such a huge amount of information about Fauci and all the shenanigans and how a lot of stuff was manipulated back then. So none of this has surprised me. And do you remember when we were doing at the Queensland University here like 18 months ago, we were doing a vaccine trial, a jab trial, and they said there were false HIV positives. And Judy had already talked about this spike protein that's in the jabs and how there's two in some and four HIV inserts in the spike proteins. And now around the world, and I saw that Kerry Chant, our chief health officer in New South Wales, just recently she sent a directive to hospitals across New South Wales, basically saying that while you're testing them, don't tell them about it, but check them for HIV at the same time.
Wow.
So they're not being told they're being checked for HIV. So they're getting quite concerned that that's going to be, you know, the next thing.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
And I see that, you know, what's his name? Prince Harry comes out and says that we owe it to society to get ourselves all tested for HIV.
Really?
Yeah,
I missed that. Good on him.
In honour of his mum's work, Princess Diana, he's coming out and leading the, you know, the way of HIV awareness.
I think she would be turning over in her grave. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I sort of, do you have a bit of a prediction from your, do you have a bit of a prediction where this is going? Or where do you hope it's going? Because I like to be hopeful.
Yeah. So at the moment, a few friends of mine, every Tuesday night, we come get together and we do a manifestation meditation. So for about, you know, integrating universal consciousness fundamentals into the meditation and remembering our magnificence. And from that space beyond time and, you know, time and space, we send out a wave of consciousness for the manifestation of the new, not the new world order, but a new world that honors the ancient cultures or ancient civilizations and invigorate them with the new frequency of today. And what that might look like is how we have a healthier relationship with, you know, pharmacology, plant medicine, and also technology. And for example, with technology, you know, we're as humans, we're still in a infancy kind of relationship with technology.
Yes,
I feel. And that's, you know, maybe that's a reason why that, you know, the CIA or whoever over there that are a part of the deep state keep this tech, a lot advanced alien technology hidden, because we just wouldn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
We were given access to it. That's just a theory. But, yeah, so living in a healthy way, in a healthy relationship with technology, using it exactly for what we're doing today, but also giving ourselves that time and space to reconnect with nature and grow up in a like a village kind of community,
yeah,
where we're growing our own foods. And so having that re-establishing that balance with who we are on an individual, but also part of a collective.
Yes. Did you hear, have you been paying attention to Dr. Zach Bush at all?
No.
So his history was in chemotherapy, and then he discovered the whole history with glyphosate.
Okay.
And how it had been used as an antibiotic in World War II, then an antiparasitic, and then they thought, gee, what happens if we put it on our plants? So, of course, they've been using it widely since 1986, at the very least. So, and it basically can switch off genes that protect us from inflammation and cancer and disease. So it's one of those things that, and then we're breathing it in all the time because it's so ubiquitous.
Yeah.
We have to be doing some form of energetic, physical, spiritual detoxing on a daily basis 100%. Because it's just big. It's just big.
Yeah.
So he was saying that before COVID, we haven't really hit more than 3% organic farming on the planet.
Wow.
Whereas because of the lockdowns, we actually hit 6 to 7%.
Is that right?
Which was a double in the first year of being locked down. People going out the back and creating, their lettuces and their tomatoes and, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And apparently at 15%, or might be 13, but it was somewhere around there, Monsanto, their financial plan doesn't work.
Really?
So imagine that, that just by getting out in the yard, growing some stuff, not going to the supermarket for everything, getting a few chooks, getting some plants going, you can actually start to, because we only need to double what we've already done in the last year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And because, and especially if they start pushing this climate change stuff, potentially these floods and things, they're not going to stop.
Yeah.
It's going to be floods. Then it's going to be fire. We're in Australia. So, they will just go
fire,
from one floods,
drought.
To another.
Fire, floods, drought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we did even have pestilence at the beginning of 2020 as well.
Yeah.
Sort of we just went from one thing to, remember, was it a grasshopper thing or something?
I think it was,
And mice. There was a whole mice thing going on.
In New South Wales, I think it was a mice. Yeah.
Yeah. Panda. So,
Yeah, epidemic.
All the worst parts of the Bible. As they say in Armageddon. Yeah.
Well, it's very close to biblical times right now.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's a lot of talk about the digital ID that's coming out once the chip's implanted. That's the mark of the beast. One of my other clients told me that, the barber that he goes and sees had his first client that paid by a chip in his hand.
Wow. Here in Australia?
Here in Brisbane,
Ugh, yuck.
Yeah.
It so does not attract me at all.
And like, the guy, the barber said that he was all happy with it. Yeah, it's the best thing that he's ever done. So that's the mentality of these
And Elon Musk with the whole Neuralink, popping that in underneath
Starlink.
As well.
Yep. A lot of people put him on a pedestal, but I don't trust that guy for one second.
No. Although he did come out and say some cool things a few months ago against the United Nations. Remember they said something along the lines of, it's going to cost, and I can't remember the number, but just say $50 billion for argument's sake. It's going to cost $50 billion to end world hunger. And Elon said, well, I'll sell all my stock and make it happen if you can show me how you're going to do that. They said, sounds like we should talk. And then, of course, I didn't want a bar of it. And he said,
oh, really?
He called, because he called them on the sex predators from United Nations going into countries. He called them on three different things that were pretty evil little practices. And I thought, really? Go, Elon.
Okay.
Which was interesting. So I don't know what to think of him, but when he does something good, you go, good on you, dude.
Yeah.
I wonder too, that whole Neuralink sort of scares the crap out of me.
Yeah. And that again, that ties in with the World Economic Forum. I don't know if you've seen the head of technology leading the way there about how, you know, we are hackable, we're biologically hackable. And so they're leading this whole move to the Internet of Bodies. So, you know, if we're hackable, then we can, you know, ultimately on the safe and health benefit wise, it's good for us to start getting these implants and hooking us up to these, you know, to the central, you know, artificial intelligence. So they can monitor who, you know, what we're doing, where we are, and how our health is.
And Dr. Lee Merritt, when she was talking out a couple of years, a year and a half ago or something, she's a neurosurgeon. She said, you get a whole bunch of doctors who I told they're not allowed to practice for a year. They're going to do a lot of research about what's going on the planet. And she was talking about how none of the companies that were creating the jabs had the list of ingredients. So they were basically all being approved without a list. And you can actually go onto the World Health Organization and type in ingredients. And it is phenomenal the number of ingredients that
Is
have
that
been
right?
listed with the World Health Organization. So people who get their little jar of the jab juice and think that's all the things in it, like, you know, and I've had people in my industry who have run seminars on the jab and they've said, oh, no, there's none of that. You know, and they show the bottle and you think, are you kidding me? Have you done any research for this webinar? Like, it's sort of interesting that, anyway, some people have been taken in, which is very interesting. But Lee Merritt, she was sort of linking it to the Internet of Things and pretty much what you're talking about, and how, from a distance, if we are able to be hacked and they can then keep an eye on our bodies and go, oh, your heart markers are up. So they might be able to, from a distance, actually throw out some hormones that help to calm down your heart markers so you don't have a heart attack. But she said in that same interview, she said, but how do we know they're not going to throw some arsenic in there or some mercury in there or something else? If we've got self-replicating ingredients in our body that can create what they want from a distance, which I think is part of what's sort of going on with some of the research that I've looked at, that yes, it's going to be an interesting time moving forwards.
100%.
And I think all we can do is really work to keep ourselves and our kids and our family as healthy as possible.
It's a friend told me it's like, you know, we prepare for prepare ourselves for the worst, but always hope for the best.
And it does feel like there's a lot of light on the planet. It does feel like people, like even the fact that it was Channel 7 who talked about the cloud seeding. Didn't mention United Nations, but actually did mention chaff, and then talked about it. And he said, no, I don't have any proof of that. He said, but look outside, there is no clouds. And look here on the weather instrumentation, and it's showing something. And I went, Channel 7, oh my gosh, which was pretty interesting.
It is,
And maybe it's just start, maybe he'll disappear now. But you know, it's sort of, I think little bits are sneaking through occasionally.
I think
And
so.
certainly in New South Wales, like 2 weeks ago, they admitted once again that they've been allowing a positive test, like when people go into hospitals, for up to 1 month before admittance. So even if it's not positive when you go in there now, if you've had a positive test within a month, they're treating you as if you have been. So there's all this shenanigans going on with manipulation of data, you know, making the numbers look worse than they are. And of course, we know that the masks aren't good for us, but people
No
just
way.
keep having the fear and wearing them anyway.
I know. And it's apparently the masks are coming off, the mandate's coming off, I think, this Friday.
6 p.m. because you
But
know, 3 p.m. it's too early.
because the virus is punctual
Oh,
and you
it's very
know
punctual. It can
it,
tell. Oh dear.
it's a
It is.
it's
It's
a
all such a joke.
isn't it it's a yeah it's a big comedian the comedy show
So I suppose I would recommend that people really start paying attention to the World Economic Forum, go check out the Agenda 21. I actually, if you like in Australia, you can type in Agenda 21 Australia. There's all sorts of videos on Facebook and on YouTube, And like even people like Joe Bajelke Peterson, he spoke out against Agenda 21. There's been like when you actually go in there, and obviously our people like Pauline and Malcolm Roberts and people like that. So we do have people still trying who are still called conspiracy theorists, like right now.
It's
phenomenal, and it's just, you know, full steam ahead. So I would, I would recommend people have a look at the Georgia Guidestones. Try to explain that.
What else I find interesting is that, you know, the whole what's her name, Ghislaine Maxwell, has just like been hidden under the carpet. Do you know the her sister is the head of the technology department in the World Economic Forum?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
You can't make this stuff up, man.
No.
Yeah.
Amazing Polly, who obviously got taken down all the platforms.
Yeah.
But I think it was once again about March last year that she did one that was talking about that, you know, the pandemic preparedness meeting back in October 2019. And she pulled that apart and all the who's who. And I didn't even know who she was talking about at the time. And I'm thinking, why are there bankers at a pandemic response meeting? Why is the media there? It really didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Until you find out about the Johns Hopkins, you know, so they're sort of big, the plan of how to roll forward with it. And yes, very interesting times.
Yeah.
Oh, well, on a positive.
Yeah.
It's sunny. It's a beautiful sunny day here.
Yeah.
It's a spectacular day, actually. So that's really, really lovely.
Yeah. And the humidity is rising.
Yes. Ah, bloody climate change.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Anyway, thank you so much, Rob. That's been fantastic. Lovely chatting with you.
You too,
and Madonna. How's your little family? Your family's going well.
Oh mate, it's just a blessing, this little guy. He's 9 months old and he's just got the biggest smile. He's healthy, you know, he's living life like such an adventurer, curious little guy, wants to explore anything that he can. Yeah, he's doing so well.
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Yeah. Well, love talking to you. Say hi to Jess for me.
Will do. Mwah.
Give your little man a hug.
Will
and
do.
Talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.